Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Kareem. It's your boy Malik El Shabazz. And this morning, I want to talk about financial planning. See, in this pandemic, which is worse than 1929, when the Great Depression surfaced and the people lost their jobs and the stock market crashed. If this pandemic continues to run for over a year, there's going to be a lot of things that's going to transpire that mold and shape this country into a different platform. And those who have no knowledge of this platform and how it's going to change over are going to be subjected, you know, to harsher, you know, living conditions, to harsher medical, you know what I'm saying, conditions, to harsher, you know what I'm saying, structure within inside the family. So I want you to pay attention to what everything that's going on. And for those who have jobs and their livelihood hadn't stopped because you are an essential worker, you should right now be at a stage in your life to where you could build up your credit, you know what I mean, so that you can go to the bank and be able to suffice yourself. But I just fear for those who have the money in the bank and they have been matched with the 401k plan by their job. Your job is going to have to take the money that they invested in your 401k plan and use it, because the job's going to have to stay afloat because of the market for things. And you just paid attention to it. The meat company saying that they don't think there's going to be enough meat to supply the United States. That may be a good thing for those who need to wean themselves off of meat and become vegan so they could become more healthier. See, sometimes the creator or sometimes the all allows things to happen so that you can get back to the original condition that you were in the beginning. This pandemic has showed people who don't even know they're sick because they haven't went to the hospital and got annual checkups. I just want you to pay attention to everything that's going on. It's your brother Malik El Shabazz. Take flight. Unity is the key.
It's your boy Malik El Shabazz. You tuned in to the Malik El Shabazz podcast. And today, I want to talk about something a little different, you know, on the actualities of stagnated in growth. Or just institutionalization. You don't have to been locked up in a penal institution to be segregated in your mind or in the state that you think on in this world. When you are not educating yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually, you're taking from your essence, which is your true creativity, to what the gods have bestowed upon you. You have to understand that thought is the cause of it all, and behind every breath that you breathe is a moment of greatness. When you breathing and you just taking up air, space, and time and ain't doing nothing productive and positive, then you are being fooled for, you know what I'm saying, Shaitan. Because he is the whisperer that whispers into the ears of man and woman. One thing that you have to realize in this world, that you are created in the image and the likeness of a great being, which some call God, some call Allah, whatever would you would have it. But I would say, I look at the traditions of my ancestors and the writings on the wall, and I understand that you have to overstand the interpretations of things. When you're amongst people, you know what I'm saying, who have their ears closed, their eyes closed, and their tongues are confused with folly and misconstrued information, and you sit there and you participate in that, it's like playing a game of Monopoly, you know what I'm saying, with players who don't even understand the fundamental principles of how the game goes. And that's why you have to be most, you know what I'm saying, endowed in your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that you don't fall victim, you know what I'm saying, to the nonsense. You know, you don't allow nobody to get you outside of your character. You don't allow nobody to get you mad, because feelings and emotions, they come and they go. They are past like the seasons. You have winter, spring, summer, fall. You know, you have to understand that you can't you know, get outside your character based off, you know what I'm saying, mere allegations or, you know what I'm saying, mere negative energy that one would try to construe or put in your presence. You are, you know what I'm saying, created in the image of that which is bigger, better, and greater than all things that can be manifested by the human terminology or the physical. It's your boy Malik El Shabazz.